Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on music production. I want to focus on a couple of things. One are the dynamic flows, the way music builds in energy and breaks down, and how that ties into your biosystem, but also a way of doing research to figure out exactly what music would be the best for every issue there is, from anxiety to depression, PTSD, grief, all the different emotional issues and even physical and mental issues as well. So our intention is that we might have the perfect music for every issue that people can choose from. That's all. Before we get started, let me tell you about some things that are happening here at the Institute. Share my screen. So we've got our sound healing conference was really, really incredible. It was on sound and emotions, and there's free playback until May 1st. So you can still catch it by going to globesoundhealingconference.com, globesoundhealingconference.com/emotions, right? And it's free. It's 15 presenters talking about how to use sound for a full range of emotional issues. And it was really inspiring for me. I learned so much myself. So check that out. And we also have an open house coming up May 15th at the Institute here in Sausalito, just north of San Francisco, 1 to 5, all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We also have our summer intensive coming up, which is June 7th to the 17th. It's 10 to 9:30 every day, so you can fly in, and you can even stay at the Institute for $200 for the whole time for the 10 days, which is way cheaper than Airbnb, but there's no beds and no showers, right? And so it's half of the certificate program. And you do the rest online. You can start that anytime. But again, June 7th to the 17th, you can find it at, if you go to soundhealingcenter.com and click on the school, you can see the course descriptions and everything. And then we've got the next one. The next full version is 3.5 months, and that's beginning September 6th. Online, we have classes starting actually almost every week. You could actually start this Tuesday, the 19th, and it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. It's really about being able to create your own practice or do sound baths or sound treatments. And you could even do research. You could do workshops and teach. You know, there's a lot of people that teach after this. And that's it's really worked quite well online if you can't make it out. So that's happening. We got the recording program starting again in July or August, all about how to do audio recording, mixing, and producing. We also have our voice analysis training for the software. So if you buy the software by June 18th, by June 4th, you can join June 18th on the training. And it's a program that you can use online. You can do it over the phone. I do it over the phone and on Zoom all the time. So you can open up a practice and figure out exactly what people need, what note they need, what they're missing tied to different organs. And then we give you a whole set of CDs and every key so you can send it out. There's another thing I haven't mentioned that we also sell as well. We have a whole assessment set of frequencies that you can actually use to find which note is the most peaceful for a person. It includes rhythms as well. And then we have 48 CDs, one in delta, theta, alpha, and beta for every one of the 12 keys that you could actually give out to people. So it cost about $1,000 because it was a lot of work to put together. But that's really cool to be able to find a person's note And then we also give you a video on how to do it. And then you can give them the CD and Delta for sleep, Theta for creativity, Alpha for learning and sports, and then Beta for thinking and overcoming ADD. So you have to purchase that next round by June 4th. On our site, we've got four main sections. We've got the school with all of our classes I just mentioned. We have the store with over 300 instruments and technologies. We have the therapy center with about a dozen different types of treatments and the ones I've just mentioned as well. And we have the Research Foundation, which has multiple sections to it, three main sections. The Research Foundation itself has a list of over 400 clinical papers and articles and videos and student papers that you can search for, and they're all categorized. And also a practitioner database where you can find a practitioner, or if you are a practitioner, you can actually sign up and advertise your services for free. We also have the Medical Sound Association at medicalsoundassociation.com. We have bi-monthly meetings figuring out treatment plans for all different types of issues. We have a lot of treatment plans already posted for all different issues at Medical Sound Association. Click on the integrative therapies menu and you'll find them. We also have the Sound Education Association that you can find under the Research Foundation. And we've got over 2,500 exercises we've created. We've got 500 of them posted for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. We just did 8 weeks with a bunch of 3 to 6 year olds, 3 days a week. And it was really cool, right? We have them totally making the sound of their emotions and making the sound of love and all types of things. We got very detailed in sacred geometry as well. So if you want to join that association, go to soundeducationcenter.com and just click on the contact. We also have bi-monthly meetings figuring out how to get this into public and private schools around the world. Okay. So those are the main things happening at the Institute. What I want to talk about is music production. And the main thing I want to start with is how it's a concept called dynamic flow, where I actually create music, or a lot of people create music, that builds in energy over a certain amount of time and or fades out, gets mellower and mellower in energy over a certain amount of time, right? And what I've learned is the smoother you build up and the smoother you break down or get mellower, the more a person's biosystem goes with it, as long as it's not too boring. If you build up too fast or break down too fast, people don't go with you. If you go too slow, they get bored, right? And I found there's a very specific time that you build up and break down, one or the other. Sometimes songs only build up. Sometimes I'm going to play a song that only builds up and others only break down, right? Or they do a mountain where they build up and then break down, right? But if you do it at just the right timing, your biosystem kicks in. And it's about five to 10 minutes, right? It varies a bit, but the trick is to do it smoothly. Now, a lot of pop music and, you know, all types of music can be really fun and cool and interesting, but they don't build up smoothly. Some do, right? I learned this from Pink Floyd, actually, right? They build up quite smoothly. And so the transitions are very smooth, instead of having one section of the song and then it jumps to another section of the song, right? To have it actually create a flow, right? Which is like a spiral. So I want to play some examples of this so you see what I'm talking about. And I'm going to play the main songs that I play a lot here of on when that you've probably heard if you've listened to me a lot. But talk about exactly what's going on. Let me share my screen again here. So the first song I want to play is Unconditional Love. So this is actually a shorter build. It's only about 2 or 3 minutes building and 2 or 3 minutes fading out. So it's a little bit fast, but it seems to work. So notice where the peak is when it reaches the peak and then starts fading out, right? Because and follow it and see how it feels. See if you, so this is like a mountain curve. It's building up and then breaking down. So follow the smooth flow of this. Now, what I did is I actually had different synthesizer sounds that got more and more intense, still pretty mellow from my stuff, right? As I got closer and closer to the peak, and then I changed it back to the mellower sounds bit by bit as I got near the end. So you can even hear the tonality of the string section changing very ever so slowly and getting a little higher in frequency as we go. Okay, so notice the flow on this song, which is Unconditional Love. Nice. See how you go with it, even though that was actually a pretty quick fade. It was only like 1 minute, actually, after it peaked out, that it faded out and got mellower and mellower and then ends on the home note. There's another thing that I do that's really interesting, and that is I create the tempo of the song to my breath. So on this song, which is Unconditional Love, I meditated on the energy of unconditional love. I thought, if I'm going to do unconditional love, I should be in that energy, right? So I meditated on it, and then when I felt that energy, I noticed the tempo of my breath. And then I set that tempo in the recording program and played one chord on the in breath and one on the out breath. So this song is totally set to the breath of an intention of unconditional love. And that's what I do in all the music. And then I'm really careful to hold that intention the entire song. So the song is imbued, filled, completely overwhelmed with the intention energetically as well. And that, I know, goes through to the listener. Now, there's a lot of songs that take much longer. Let me play one that just builds up, right? This is my song for depression. It's called Low Mood. I don't have this one on the website, but we'll have it up soon. And this one builds up over 10 minutes, right? It actually builds up about 8 minutes and then gets a little mellow after that, mellows out after that. So, but the idea is, if you build up, if you start kind of blah with someone with depression and build up slow enough, they go with you, right? And this is really, really effective, because if I were to get, I mean, of course, obviously the thing we need for someone with depression is activation, right? Or if you play something super mellow, they may never get out of bed, right? So, but if you start with activation, they could easily tell you to get out of the room, leave me alone, right? So you start mellow and slowly build up, so they don't know what happened. They don't even know what happened. And if it's smooth enough, they go with you, right? So follow the flow of build through this whole song here. This is a song I did for Massachusetts General Hospital. Okay, it's called Low Mood. Okay, enjoy this one. again, the smoother the flow, the more people go with it, right? Which is really important, not only for activation, but also for calming. You know, I just met with this guy who is a major concert pianist and has done many soundtracks for movies. I was just here. And I got really interested because this is what I've been thinking. And what we're looking at is how to figure out what music is the best music for different issues for a person, for depression, for anxiety, for grief, for PTSD, for, you know, autism, for dementia, for a full range of issues. And the one way you can go, which we do now, is you can find that person's natural rhythm and metabolism and tune it, the music, to that rhythm and that key of the person. The way I do it here is I play each of the 12 notes and find where you are at peace. We can do it on Zoom. We also do it here on the sound table at the Institute. So then we can actually make the rhythm and the key of the song precisely tuned to you, and that's really effective. But we also, I would like to figure out precisely what music is the very best for any issue that anybody has, right? And the only research that people have done, including a lot of music therapists, is they take a certain song that they think is cool, and then they test it on a bunch of people, and they get statistics as to how helpful it is. Same people have even done this with sound tables, played certain music they've just chose, right, and see how effective it is. Well, that's cool, but what I'm really interested in is figuring out what parameters of music and how they come together to create the best effect for each issue. We are now creating an online portal where you can actually have a feedback device hooked up to someone, and then you can actually online see the readout of that feedback device while you're doing a session with the person, right? This is really cool, which means we now are going to have a research lab that goes around the world, right? With a feedback device, and the feedback device could be EKG, heart monitor, or EEG, measuring brain waves, and it could be a really basic one, or it could be really sophisticated. We can still get the data online as well. So what I'm interested in doing is actually researching 1,000 songs, right? Or at least 100, right? However many songs we can find that people say are good for anxiety, right? Then all the songs we can find that where people say it's good for depression, right? Or all the songs that they say it's good for grief, or PTSD, well, all the different issues, anger even, right? And then play all of those songs while a person is hooked up and see what would be the best for the most people, right? So over time, with these feedback devices, we could actually refine it to very specific songs. Maybe it would be like 10 top songs, and then you can choose between those 10 because some people still like, you know, are a little bit different than others as far as what they like in music, right? But it could get really detailed. But what's interesting is once we've got that music defined for each issue, then we can take major musicians like this guy I just met with and figure out what are the parameters that are going on in the songs that people say, or that people not only say it's working, but people we see in the feedback devices it's working. And then we can reverse engineer all types of music and get even more refined with very specific melodic flows, with very specific melodic intervals, with very specific chord progressions, with very specific, even keys. And what I believe is there's certain music that it's like God designed us a certain way that certain music works. Let me give you an example. In a meridian, I have a book that shows the frequencies of each acupuncture point, right? Well, I believe they're probably different from person to person. But whatever those frequencies are of each acupuncture point, whenever energy flows through a meridian, it's playing a song. In fact, it's playing a very specific melody with very specific musical interval progression, right? And melodic progression. And that melodic progression is not random. It's like the music within us. And I feel that when we follow the music within us, it's going to be more effective and more for more people, right? So we're looking at the musical parameters as far as melody and rhythm and chord progressions and even the tonalities in detail. We're pretty far along because this is what I've been teaching in our recording classes for years. And I wrote the number one selling book in the world in audio recording. So this is what where I'm really excited about. And the potential here is just so huge. I mean, ultimately, we're going to have music for all the different emotional and mental issues that is very specific and even get it tuned to the person, right? So ultimately, we can overcome almost all emotional issues, right? And then get people really high with music that takes them into higher consciousness and oneness with very specific frequencies. That's the next stage, right? Okay. I want to play a song now that actually, let's see how we're doing on time. We got 4:20. Yeah, I think I can get both in here. I'm going to play two songs. I'm going to play Enlightenment first. I play this one a lot. And this one, it's kind of even in the dynamic curve. It kind of goes up and down a little bit, but in the last 3 minutes or so, it starts slowing down. The tempo slows down, and the synthesizer gets lower and lower and lower and more mellow, and then ends on a home note with a bunch of monks toning, just like it starts actually. And it leaves you in a really profound place of stillness because of the way it fades out over time. So check this one out. This is my song, Enlightenment. Especially notice the last 3 or 4 minutes of the flow. Let me find it. Okay, here we go. Enjoy. Oh, actually, just so we have time, I'm going to start in a little further. Skip a little time, and then, because I want to get into this other song too. Okay, here we go. Thank you. You know, not all music goes up and down like this, right? A lot of music just floats. Goes up and down a little bit here and there, but it's mostly just kind of floating, especially a lot of sound healing and new age music. It's really doesn't really go anywhere. And when it goes somewhere, up or down, especially down, it really takes you there in a much better way, I feel. So let me play one last song here. This is Water of Life. And on the second half of this, this one fades out and gets mellower and mellower over like 5 minutes. And it's like the best, perfect way of getting mellow. So I'm going to skip forward a little bit here as well. So notice how the flow works on this one. Okay, enjoy. So it builds up first, and we'll peak out in about 2 or 3 minutes. Right. And then mellows out. Thank you.
when a song fades out slowly, gets mellower and mellower and mellower, smoothly, and ends at a still point, the peace is profound. Hold that energy of stillness, at least for the rest of the evening, the whole weekend, the week ahead, months ahead, and years ahead, lifetimes. Thanks for listening and take care.